Last week, Wyoming Governor Matt Mead released his proposed budget, and he will present that budget to the legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee on Monday. The budget features some cuts and a couple of policy decisions. The governor joins me now. One of the things that you were challenged with a little bit was dealing with the revenues that you had available to you as you crafted the budget. I'm curious, as you look ahead towards the legislative session, if, for instance, the 6% cuts that some of the agencies might face, if you might assume that some of those reductions might be reduced a little bit, just knowing that the legislature has a little bit more money to play with than you did.
Well, part of that whole issue of the legislature has more money to play with than I did is part of the reason why I proposed the fiscal policy changes that I've had. But in direct response to your question, I suspect there will be some movement because the legislature asked for 4% cuts, and I asked the agencies to prepare 8%, and we ended at about 6.5%. And I know anytime you make cuts, that is going to be controversial with some folks, and there's going to be pressure applied in terms of whether those cuts are too much or too little. So, yes, in answer to your question, I wouldn't be surprised if some of those cuts they think are maybe too deep. And maybe, on the other hand, they'll think some are not deep enough. But I would probably predict that they would go the other way. They would lessen those cuts.
Will you make the case to try and keep those at 6%?
I think we've got a good case to keep them at 6%. And it's not because it's easy. It's because for the message that I provided in my budget is that, we're facing some uncertain times here. We have to be fiscally conservative. We worked very hard with the agencies over the last 9-10 months to prepare this. And again, not without controversy and consternation, but I think this is a sustainable budget, and we have to recognize we're starting from a framework where the budget more than doubled over the last decade.
Visiting with Governor Matt Mead, we're talking about his budget. He'll go before the Appropriations Committee with that budget proposal on Monday. I want to ask you about the Wyoming Department of Transportation. This week, we saw the legislative committee go ahead and give an endorsement for the gas tax that you'd called for last week, which would raise it 10 cents. One of the things legislators at that meeting, though, when we had a chance to talk with them after it, continue to bring up is they're unsure of what the Department of Transportation budget looks like. And we almost compare it to the Department of Health, where there's a lot of federal money coming in there. There's some other sources. And while they were in favor of increasing the gas tax for now, there was a little concern that maybe they don't know what's in that budget, and it needs to be possibly looked at like the Department of Health is. I'm curious how much of conversation you've had with legislators about that and if you agree with that.
Well, actually, I think it is appropriate to make sure we have a good handle on what their budget is, because they have the commission side, the federal money, and then they have the state general fund. And, it wasn't always the case where they got a lot of general fund dollars and other dollars from the state. The commission side was the big dollar amount. And that is why partly, people wanted me to sign on the fuel tax immediately. And I said, I think we have some more work to do with the Department of Transportation to make sure we are using every penny wisely and we know where those pennies are going. And I have pressed the Department of Transportation on that, and they've responded well. And this month we're going to get some additional information on them, from everything from value engineering to how we are doing our projects. Are we doing them in a cutting-edge fashion to try to eke out every penny we can? So I think that's a legitimate concern. But on the other hand, I don't think you can just say, hey, we don't know what the budget is. I mean, the Department of Transportation, if you want to go over there and go through their budget, they presented this summer a very, very detailed budget, both on the state side and the federal side. Now, it's not easy to go through, but the information is there, and we've been going through that with them. But the fact is, with regard to fuel tax, we need a predictable funding stream. In my first session, I asked for a portion of severance tax to fill that need, and the legislature declined that. And so if you're not going to provide a portion of severance tax, I think we have to be looking at that fuel tax.
Well, when you did your press conference last week, you asked us all to have an open mind on Medicaid. You weren't ready to endorse the expansion. Are you feeling, though, like you're leaning that way?
No, I would truly say that as I sit here today, I'm probably leaning the other way. But, And I understand that can be a frustration to some people, but last count I heard, roughly two-thirds of the state haven't made a decision on that. And as you look around the country, both Republican and Democrat governors, one thing we do have in common is we're asking for additional information from HHS. It is a big decision, and it's a tough decision, even if you had all the information. But when you don't have the information, it makes it all the more difficult, because I'm the one that has to answer and say, this is what we're going to do, and here's how it's going to impact you, from everything from your health care to how it's going to affect providers to what it's going to cost you. And we just don't have that information yet. So as I lean here, I would say that I'm, you know, where I am in my budget now is to not do expansion if and until we find out additional information. But I deliberately asked the Department of Health to provide a budget request asking for expansion, because I think it's going to enlighten the discussion and enlighten the debate. We need to be looking at all those numbers. And so Director Forslund prepared a budget asking for full expansion at my request. And I've denied that, but I'm trying to couch it so that we have to have the debate. And when I'm talking about an open mind, we should have an open mind. I mean, it shouldn't be just a partisan issue, Republican, Democrat. It should be an issue, what is best for the health care patients in Wyoming and the providers, what is best for the taxpayers, how is it going to affect the bottom line of Wyoming, and also what is it going to do to the federal budget.
One of the things that has been troubling to people is what it does mean long term. I mean, Director Forslund, in my conversation with him, it sounds like they're actually – he believes there might be a long-term savings.
That is one of the other things I asked him to do is, you know, what is it going to cost us? And he thinks with offsets that it could be tens of millions of dollars of savings in the next 5 or 6 years. Kaiser Foundation just recently published a report that says in the next 5 years it's going to cost us $90 million. And I think his savings are, he's predicting in 5 years it will save us, you know, about $50 million. So there's a huge discrepancy. One says it's going to cost us 90, one says it's going to save us 50. And I think part of that discrepancy is that we don't have answers to the questions we've asked in letters. And so many of the rules and regulations have not been promulgated, let alone being finalized yet. And I think until we get some of those rules and regulations finalized, it's going to be difficult for the to predict exactly what the cost and or savings will be. Director Forslund does believe there's a savings. The Kaiser Foundation says it's going to be an incredible expense.
We'll talk with you later, Governor. Thank you for making time for us, and thank you for joining us in Open Spaces.
Thanks a lot, Bob, for having me on.